On the windy Hostomel airfield northwest of the capital Kiev, Western leaders try to give encouraging words. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared exhausted as his nation entered its third year of war with a mighty Russian military. Many thousands are believed to have given their lives in the battle for Avdiivka, a ruined strategic city in the east from where the remaining Ukrainian troops were forced to withdraw. And if it's up to Russian President Vladimir Putin, he will continue his fight, bringing the war closer to other cities, including the capital, Kiev. The war is believed to have killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people, wiping out generations for whom life had just begun. Yet the president of the European Union's executive, European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, pledged that the West would not forget Ukraine, despite armed conflicts elsewhere in the world, including in Gaza.
So however difficult this is today, we're here to tell you that Europe will continue to stand at your side for as long as it takes, with more financial support, more ammunition, more training for your troops, more air defenses, and more investment in Europe's and Ukraine's defense industries.
Talking in the backdrop of a plane wreckage, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni told soldiers present that she won't forget who she views as brave warriors.
And here we are today to say thanks to those men and women who on the 24th of February 2 years ago did not run away and instead fought for themselves, for their families, for what they hold most dear.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau echoed her words.
Your fight is our fight. You are fighting for your sovereignty, for your territory, for your language, for your culture, for your democracy, but also for our democracy.
While new sanctions against Russia were announced by both the EU and the United States, tensions are emerging among allies as to how long the war can continue. On the eve of the second anniversary, Hungary, which favors peace talks and has close relations with Russia, blocked an attempt for all EU member states to sign a declaration marking the second anniversary of Russia's invasion. And as the war enters its third year, new divisions are emerging in Ukrainian society between those who fought and those who did not, between those who left and those who stayed, those who have lived under Russian occupation and those who have not. Ukrainian President Zelensky will now face an uphill battle to keep his nation and its allies united in a war that seems far from over. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.